The Osgood Files, sponsored by Olivet Nazarene University, from where you are to where you will be. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's a terrible dilemma faced by all too many of us. You're walking along by yourself or with friends, sometimes in the city, sometimes in the country, and you suddenly realize that you are doing something awesome. Or maybe you realize that even though you're not really doing something awesome, you just are awesome. And then, to your horror, and this happens to me all the time, I realize I forgot my selfie stick and my arms aren't nearly long enough to get all of my awesomeness in the shot. But now, that problem is so gone.
It's no longer just right in the face. You get to see the whole scene.
Thanks to the pocket drone. More after this from Charlie. Now you no longer have to worry about taking the perfect selfie because self-guiding pocket drones make hands-free, completely candid selfies a practical alternative to the old selfie stick. Our colleague Chris Martinez checked out the latest models with some help from professional photographer Eric Sayer.
Eric uses his smartphone to fly the unique Breeze, which can be set to fly automatically around a specific area while taking pictures or videos.
Having something like this and the ease of access and the ease of use is just, it's really groundbreaking.
Eric believes the high-flying cams will catch on with consumers.
Oh, the selfie game is going to be 100 with this thing.
Or maybe even more than 100, because according to CNET senior editor Josh Goldman, you can actually program them to follow you.
They'll use the GPS signal from your phone to track your movement.
And since pocket drones weigh less than half a pound, they don't have to be registered with the FAA. They can be pricey, though, up to $1,000, but consider what you're getting. It's essentially a battery-powered guardian angel. Except you can be absolutely sure it's there. Well, they're easy to fix. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.